This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Iran is holding a presidential election today. Voters are choosing among seven candidates to replace outgoing President Mohammad Khatami. He's the twice-elected reformist whose progressive agenda was stymied by Iran's powerful hardline clerics. On the eve of the voting, President Bush criticized the electoral process in Iran, saying it's designed to keep power in the hands of a few. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tehran.
Dozens of women, some dressed in black chadors, others in short overcoats and headscarves, lined up to cast their ballots this morning at one of Tehran's more stunning polling stations, a mosque with a huge blue-tiled dome. The question of the day here seems to be to vote or not to vote. In the men's section, a print shop worker named Mohammad Inonlu wanted a foreign journalist to report the truth, he said, that many Iranians were voting in what he called free and fair elections.
Because I love Iran, we love Iran, and we like to choose someone who'll do good for Iran.
But outside, a passerby, who only gave his first name Masood, declared he would not be voting.
In the past 5 years, this government has lied about its economics, about its social and international relations. They haven't done anything to improve the conditions of Iranians, and I don't believe in them, and I'm not going to vote for them.
By all accounts, the seven candidates competing in today's election ran the most expensive and modern political campaigns since the Islamic Revolution of 1979. At a campaign rally in a central Tehran park earlier this week, young men ignored a ban on public dancing and twirled and clapped to folk music. Not far from this rally, a half dozen long-haired university students sat at a picnic table playing guitar. They all said they saw little point in voting for what 20-year-old guitarist Hamid Aslamdi called an Islamic dictatorship.
It's a dictatorship government, and even if you're not a Muslim, you have to follow and you have to obey.
Frontrunner and former president Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani was one of the architects of the Islamic Revolution. A quarter century later, he led a much more secular movement of young, fashionable campaign workers who distributed free internet cards and pop music CDs like this one. One of his volunteers, a 19-year-old who was still recovering from plastic surgery, said he believed Hashemi Rafsanjani would give the youth more social freedoms.
Hashemi is the future, man. Hashemi is that man that you want.
Rafsanjani and other conservative candidates adopted pro-reform themes like opening ties with the West and battling high unemployment. But some of the Iranian regime's most outspoken critics say don't be fooled by the conservatives. Omid Meranyan spent 55 days in solitary confinement, during which he was periodically beaten for publishing an English-language web blog. Meranyan said he disagreed with those reformists who are boycotting the election and instead attended a rally in favor of the lone reformist candidate, Mustafa Moin.
The real face you can see in the prison. You can ask the prisoners, and you can see that they don't believe in human rights in any cases. They're following a top-down relation with the people.
With the reformist and conservative camps divided, a Western diplomat here says this may be the closest election since the Iranian Revolution. Polls show Rafsanjani is in the lead, but also suggest he does not have enough support for an outright victory today, which could lead to an unprecedented second-round runoff between the top two finishers. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tehran.
Profiles of Iran's presidential candidates are at npr.org.